Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 6. Hey there, bears! Welcome to a new episode of Bear Podcast. This is the Nard speaking, and there are a couple of topics I have for you guys. Last weekend, I went to the Houston Area Bears' second annual luau party, and I did my podcast there with Chuck and Jeff. I'll be featuring a guy from San Antonio, and also I have a rant about that bitch Katrina in New Orleans. So stick around and enjoy the show.
He hasn't had any yet.
Everyone.
Hello.
That's Jeff. Okay.
Or somebody.
Okay, right now we're here at the pool party of Houston Area Bears here in Houston, of course. And I'm here with Chuck and Jeff.
Woo. Maynard, what?
What's up?
No.
What did you just have?
Kamikaze Jello Shot. It's
how
all
like
kamikaze
it?
And very little Jello Shot.
Hey, it's Alvin.
It's Alvin.
Yeah.
Hello,
it's
Alvin.
Oh, is it my drink?
Alvin?
Yeah, go ahead. Your drink. Okay. Okay, we're here having our drinks.
What is that?
Jeff and I are just having
recording.
Some Bud Lights. Anyway, what are we going to talk about? Next week, you guys going to go to Sunny Negatives, right?
Yes, I am.
Have you been there before?
Yes, I have. Been there 6 times before.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I skipped last year and the year before, though. You know, I'm in a relationship and all, so.
Oh, being married. Well, I have no problem because my partner lives there anyway, so.
Ah, no, I'm taking my partner with me, so, you know. That and a whole bunch of friends around here to keep me out of trouble when I'm down there.
I see, okay. Oh, wow. They turn on the lights. Oh, my God.
But they're supposed to be hit by a hurricane in the next couple of days, supposedly.
A what?
New Orleans will get hit by that hurricane.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's coming Monday. Where I might get
which gives them plenty of time to get the ice and the liquor that they need to go back on Thursday. Because really all you need in New Orleans and Southern Decadence is ice, liquor, and fags.
Are you going?
Yes, I'm going.
Oh my God.
Are you going? Anybody? Anyone?
No, I am. I'm going.
Well, I know you're going.
Well, I have to be.
One of these things is not like the other.
Oh, this one's all Jello.
I'm not going.
What is it? What's wrong with it?
There's little alcohol on this one. It's all Jello, but
that's
I'm kind
of Jello shot. That's not a kamikaze.
You know, drinking.
Are we being recorded?
Yellow kamikazes, Jello shots.
Oh, these don't have a K on them. What's in them then?
Oh, if it's yellow vodka. Stuff. I guess if it doesn't have K in them, it's not kamikaze.
Probably just regular vodka.
No, it's not. It's even. It's anyway. What's in kamikaze anyway?
Vodka.
Oh, okay.
But in those kamikazes, it's 151.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, these Jello shots, yeah.
Wow, it's all yellow Jello.
There's so many here.
I told Julio he should dress in drag and walk around handing out Jello shots.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Jello shots.
It's Jello shots.
It's Jello shots.
That fucking bitch. What was that? Remember the Jello?
South Park.
Jennifer Lopez.
I went tacos.
What?
I went tacos. Remember when I went tacos?
It's my man's, but okay.
Ben Affleck's food.
What are you drinking? Later. Okay, as long as it's put out.
Hey, Chuck, what are you drinking?
Me?
Are you going to drink any?
Oh, really?
No, I don't
drink beer.
Because
it has
beer.
No effect on me whatsoever.
He doesn't drink beer.
Why not?
No, I mean.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, after you drink too much beer, you just have to pee.
I don't do Bush or Miller.
Well,
I don't do Bush either.
You don't do Bush?
Bush. I don't do Bush either.
Oh.
I stay away from Bush.
We all stay away from Bush.
I stay away from Bush and I stay away from Schlitz.
Why do women not drink beer on the beach? So they don't get sand
in their Schlitz. Thank you.
Anyway.
Well, so, we got that coming up, and there's going to be a convergence at Southern Decadence, which
means
it's...
Convergence?
I don't have a convergence pass, but I will be at. I will be at the Rawhide 2010.
Oh, go Rawhide! Hey guys, Chuck will be at Rawhide.
And well, okay, if I can't fit inside the Rawhide, because that usually happens, I'll be out in the street in front of Rawhide 2010.
Well, they're gonna close out the street anyway.
I won't be there though.
Jeff won't be there.
Jeff won't be there. But
Jeff is going incognito.
It's hard to get into Rawhide 2010 because you really can't move around inside when you're a big guy. So,
well, most of the guys there,
you know, that brings up an interesting point. We should do a show on that.
Fat men getting through a crowd. What's up with that? No,
a reality show.
Fat men getting trampled on the way to the buffet line.
And then the Leather Decadence, which is going to be a kind of a Big Bear thing, is happening at the Phoenix, and I believe that's on Friday night.
At the Phoenix.
The Phoenix. Yes, upstairs of the Phoenix is the Eagle, and that's the bar that's got one light bulb in it.
One red light bulb.
For the whole bar.
For the whole bar.
Yeah. I got trapped up there once by accident.
You're right, sure. By accident. Did you see... When you go up there,
huh?
Oh, that's a very small staircase that only one person can go up to.
At a time, yeah.
At a time. And when you go up, when
have
you go
a
up there,
top there,
all you see are backs.
Also, is a huge wall of ass.
Oh, I'm there.
There was a huge wall of ass. I mean, there was, wow, that's a lot of ass.
And like I said, you always see behinds, everyone. When you go up there, it's just... You know, everybody just...
And you walk around naked people. It's a pretty, it's a no-holes-barred kind of place.
Hello, Steve.
How are you?
Fantabulous.
Oh, now you're lining them up in this spot.
Well, I've done two, but these are the regular shots. I've done one K shot.
That
know.
Looks like a Q and one also.
No, this is a regular.
It looks kind of chewy.
I'm still... Yeah, it's chewy.
Do they have gummy bears in there? No. The K... I know. There were some leftovers in the...
KY shots.
The KY shots.
That should be clear jello. It's the KY shots clear jello, you know.
Flavored KY shots.
Tastes like ass.
What to talk about? Wait, hold on.
Okay, so the Phoenix.
Okay.
In New Orleans, they're going to have leather decadence. They have that on Friday night.
This for next weekend?
Yeah.
Going
to New Orleans, yeah. Nolens. I'm going to Nolens.
I was there working Monday.
Really?
Yeah, but
I'll be there working this Saturday.
I was working outside in the sun all day.
I'll be working out in the streets.
Even out in the streets.
The streets.
The streets?
Yeah, got me some t-shirts for and everything. It's going to be hot, man. It's going to be hot and wet.
Well,
you like it hot and wet, don't you?
Well, exactly. In decadence, anyway, you're not allowed to wear underwear unless that's the only thing you're going to wear.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm glad I'm not going there.
Oops, Steve is
no, but I mean, there's usually at Southern Decadence a fair amount of bear admirers and chasers anyway. But at Convergence, you add Convergence to the mix, and it's just going to be a
chubby chaser's world.
Chubby chaser's world.
So if you see a guy in a pair of shorts with some hot white flesh runner, I know the salt and pepper, isn't that hot?
All of a sudden, yeah.
Salt and pepper is hot in the hair.
I'm telling you, whenever my hair is drier though, and I have no product in it, that's when you can really see the gray up front.
Yeah.
I only said product so I can get some gay cred.
Mm-hmm. You trying for a product placement? Promotions? Endorsements?
No, I'm a VO5 kind of guy.
O5?
VO5.
Bad
hair.
It's cheap.
I don't use anything.
Yeah, I have to.
My hair's too fine. If I put anything in it, it looks like it's wet. Sticky all day. Greasy.
See, we went from hot gay sex to hair products. We are gay, man.
Yes, that's right. I know my friend Jerry uses Just for Gays.
Just for Gays.
Just for Gays.
Just for Gays.
Just for Fags.
Just for Fags.
Oh, that the hair dye?
Yeah.
It dyes everything twink.
That's right.
All right. I'm on my fourth jello shot now.
There's a big, big bathroom.
Is it hitting you now?
No, not at all. It won't until I
Are you telling me that those are strong? Those almost burned my tongue.
Well, I've only had one of the K.
Oh, okay.
Are there any more K ones left? You ever want to have
any? No, look, there's no more.
That's it. Oh, wow. So the special K shots.
Special K shots.
Special K shots.
Have already gone.
What's going on here?
By the way, guys, this is Steve. Steve is here.
Oh, this is your bear pod again.
Huh? Yeah, that's right.
Hi.
Oh, that's Steve.
Look at all that newfangled
technology. We're all on that newfangled bear podcast.
For those of you who get to hear and listen to this, I have dial-up, so I don't get to.
Oh, okay. But anyway, we're all here at the...
we'll download it on our iPod.
Pool party.
Warner, they'll hook you up.
We're always in a pool party podcasting. It's okay.
Our whole little complex has it. It has a meaning. So we can't do individual.
Well, where do you live?
There are about 50 bears here right now. Playing balls.
I'm buying a new condo, actually.
No, beach balls.
Right? The gardens across from Nico Nico's.
Whatever.
Okay. I close on the 6th.
Well, congratulations. Anyway.
Yeah.
Very nice.
When are you guys going to come back on for the Labor Day weekend?
I'm coming back Monday with the Labor Day.
On Labor Day.
We're flying because we're not driving that far. Stan won't drive.
What time are you guys going there? Friday?
I'm going Thursday at noon. So we'll be there Thursday night for, what's that club? The Bourbon Pups Big Dick Contest.
On Thursday.
I may go to that. I may not go to it. It's $20, and $20 a lot to pay for dick that you don't get to touch.
Where you can go to Rawhide for free.
Exactly. And I think they're also having at the Club New Orleans, they're having a lights out pool party where they have a pool on the roof. They're going to have no lights up there whatsoever. So,
only cigarette lights.
If you've got a body fit for podcast radio, then you need to go there.
Okay.
So there's that. Saturday night at 7. Saturday night at 7 is the casino night for the Chubbs.
Casino night for the Chubbs?
Yeah, so go there and gamble.
Okay.
And play some of the games at the casino, too.
Wait, what is it? Convergence is going to be there. How many usually go there? Have you been to Convergence before?
I've never been to any kind of...
Water! Oh, God, somebody's... That was Joe.
I tell
it was Steve. Okay. Okay.
This pool is like caked with a layer of grease and hair, isn't it?
Yep. Later on, tonight's going to be egg drop soup. No, it's not. I hope not. I sure hope not. It's egg drop soup.
It's got a skin. Anyway, so they're going to be gambling on a Saturday night at Harrah's, downtown New Orleans. So, and then the parade is Sunday at 2. So you have to go see that.
Oh, yeah, 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
I've been there before. I used to take a lot of pictures, but I don't know what's going to happen this year.
I've got some too. I got to tell you, I was always worried about finding a place to print them out because I don't have a color printer. And I don't think I could send these to Walgreens, the pictures from Southern Decadence.
But you can do it in Louisiana. They won't say anything bad about it.
Oh, really?
Don't do it here in Houston. Do it in Louisiana, where you...
Have
it developed
pictures?
There, yeah, your pictures there. They would develop dick shots, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. That's a good service if they'll develop some dick shots. There goes Julio into the pool.
Huh? I don't know. All right,
Joe.
Oh, that was Julio. It's getting darker.
Julio Cesar is in the pool. Julio Luis.
Julio Luis. It's getting darker, guys, so if it's darker... More clothes will be coming off.
Oh, we're having a diving contest.
Oh, there's a diving contest. Okay.
All right, we're at the...
We're going to get wet again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my recorder is getting wet. Anyway, okay, we're okay.
We need some scorecards.
No, we should have some scorecards. What else do we have here, Norman? Yeah, movies. What do you guys watch lately?
I watched Iron Ladies today.
Iron Ladies?
It's the
It's a Thai movie. It's a Thai movie
about a drag queen volleyball team. Really good, subtitled. You should go watch it. It's funny. It's funny.
Yeah, I gotta watch that one time too. It's got a lot of drag queens. They're not trans.
There's one transsexual and some drag queens. A whole big thing of fruit and nuts there. But it's pretty good. Pretty good movie. Yeah. Let's see. What else did I see? Oh, I did see 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Oh, I heard about that. I haven't watched it. I plan to watch it.
Hot little bear guy in there. There's a guy, a chunky guy, 6 foot plus whatever.
Okay.
With a goatee and the curly hair. And I think you get to see, well, no, he's just shirtless. Paul Rudd, you get to see his ass in the movie. And he's a Rudd, whatever. And pretty good lines in there, too. There's this one line, it's like, how did I know you were gay? Because you like Coldplay.
Because you like what?
Coldplay. The
Coldplay?
Band Coldplay. Yeah, that's how
clocks?
I knew you were gay.
Clocks? Saying clocks?
Yes.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah, I guess, apparently that's one of the signs of the apocalypse now.
Oh, God.
Is that you like Coldplay.
If you like Coldplay. What happened to the... what do you call this? The musicals and stuff like that. No, not anymore.
What musicals?
I don't know. Any musical.
Oh, I'm going to go see Wicked in November. I bought Broadway tickets to go see Wicked, which is playing at the Seraphim Theater, which is a hobby theater in downtown Houston, starting October 28th, and tickets are on sale now.
Ah, okay.
Not that I'm endorsing them or anything, but I just wanted to see it. And got a group of people from work, and we bought a bunch of tickets. We're going to see that.
We could, here in Houston.
Yeah. Also, I think October or November, Rent comes out to theaters.
Oh, yeah, that I got to watch.
Yeah. I saw that last time I was here in Houston. Pretty good.
How many times did you watch it?
The play?
Yeah.
Just once. Well, I've seen Rent once. You know.
I've seen it 5 times.
I got to tell you, for $50 a seat, I'll remember it, you know?
I'm a Rent freak. I love Rent. I love Rent a lot. And
are you going to sing something from Rent for us?
No.
Why?
No, I'm not going to sing a Rent song. Although I can sing most of them, but no.
And let's see. That's about all I think about the movies-wise.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's my towel.
You can wipe off some of my face with it.
But anyway, what else?
I wiped my ass with it earlier, but that's okay.
That towel?
No, like... It's humid out here.
It's
very, very humid.
Quit using my shirt.
Hey guys, if you guys ever go to HoustonAreaBears.com. HoustonAreaBears.com.
HoustonAreaBears.com.
Yeah, go there and check it out. And you will see the pictures of this party. So you'll see it. And, hi, Giles.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you
Giles.
Doing?
Oh, we're just doing some recording,
work
podcasting.
God damn it.
And there's groups.yahoo.com/HoustonAreaBears, right?
Yep. Go to groups.yahoo.com/HoustonAreaBears.
I guess you want to pair
HoustonAreaBears, yeah.
Yes.
Check out that Yahoo group also. Anyway, it's getting darker now, and very soon. Ooh, I've seen some.
Woo!
Shut up, Giles.
Yeah, the sad thing is he's sober and he's doing that.
Oh yeah, but anyway, it's getting hot now. Are you gonna go swimming?
Everybody's getting naked.
Everybody's getting naked now.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. Not yet.
Look at Chuck's big penis.
Oh wow,
that's hot.
I didn't bring it with me. It's still in a box in my closet at home.
Oh okay.
I guess that's it.
Anyway, guys, thank you for tuning in. We're here. Gonna swim some more. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Woof! What a bear.
Okay, here's a birthday treat for a guy in San Antonio, Texas. His name is Scott, and his Bear 411 account is XKOT, XCOT. 32 years old, 6'5", non-smoker, monogamous natured, brown hair with blue-green eyes. I'm an easygoing guy with a good sense of humor. I tend to be reserved around new people, but I'm outgoing around friends. I live in San Antonio and visit Austin often. I'm looking for new friends in the area. Dating is cool, but I prefer to get to know someone get to know someone well before things get physical. Not looking for hookups or one-nighters. I have to connect mentally before opening up physically. I'm attracted to people who are intelligent, honest, and easygoing, an offbeat sense of humor, spontaneity, and a lust for life win me over. I like guys who fall in that nice area where they're stocky or meaty, but not so big I can't get my arms around them. Facial and body hair are nice, but not fetishes. Expressive eyes and an open smile really do it for me. Well, I saw Admin Bear's greeting for ex-Scott here, so I thought of featuring the guy. So, happy birthday, Scott. And so you guys check him out on Bear411. That's bear411.com/XKOT. Ex-Scott. Something came over to New Orleans last Monday, uninvited, unwanted, and it left the city into total chaos. That's the bitch called Katrina. It's a Category 5 hurricane that became Category 4 when it reached landfall and wreaked havoc in the whole place, in Louisiana, Mississippi, and who knows. Well, by now, New Orleans might be under 6 feet of water. Could be more, or the water may have subsided. Nevertheless, it has rendered thousands and thousands of people homeless and starving. It's a good thing my partner flew to Houston last weekend, and he's safe and sound here. He lives in the French Quarter. His roommate fled for Atlanta, Georgia already, and everybody else I know left, so they're all safe and sound. Last weekend at the pool party at the HAB Luau, I met a guy named John who is also from New Orleans. He doesn't know if he's got a home there right now. It might be submerged in water. Oh, wow. My favorite hangout there in the French Quarter is Café Lafitte in Exile. By now, that could be underwater. This coming Labor Day weekend is supposed to be Sudden Decadence. That too is canceled. And I've been going to that event since 2002. This year, they should have Convergence there. But since the hurricane, the festivities are canceled. Visit convergence2005.com and you'll see a message from the organizers. So this podcast will be somewhat a public service for now. Please get involved, guys, if you can. Go to the website. I have links for you guys to check out. You can get info on how to help the people of New Orleans. Go to NOLA.com or RedCross.org, or, you know, just now just visit BearPodcast.com so you can see those links. That's it for now, guys, and I got a voice message earlier, but it was somewhat garbled, so I couldn't play it. Anyway, just give me a call at 206-222-BEAR, that is 206-222-2327, or you can send me an email at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Thank you, guys, for listening. I know it's a little sad about the hurricane and stuff, but hey, that's life. We just gotta do what we can do to help. So take care, guys. Many wolves and many hugs.
You have just listened to Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs. Visit us at bearpodcast.com.